Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, we've been talking about New Zealand wines on and off for years.
Yeah.
In many respects, they were kind of a one-trick pony. You know, it was Marlborough, Sauvignon Blanc, and that was it.
That's right.
But happily, they seem to be growing and growing.
They're expanding their niche, and I think they're doing a pretty good job at it. I tasted three, and I really kind of enjoyed them, Hugh. The first two were from a winery called Aunt Moore. That's A-N-T, not like uncle and aunt, but Aunt Moore. Pinot Noir and a Pinot Gris. Let's talk about the Pinot Noir first. At $19, it is a Marlborough, like everything seems to be there. But it's a tasty, easy drinking Pinot Noir that has no pretense at all about it. It has a light see-through red color and a light fruity nose. And it features an aroma of black cherries, talcum powder, and a touch of beetroot. Now, the wine is light-bodied with a smear of tannin and good fruit. There is a bitter cherry flavor that's leading the way, followed by tart blackberries and woody, earthy notes. The wine finishes with a long, pleasantly bitter flavor. And all in all, I think it's a very nice everyday wine that you can go take it with simple food. I thought like mac and cheese would be perfect with it.
Awesome.
This ain't Burgundy. It's just really nice Pinot Noir.
Okay.
Now, here's their Pinot Gris 2023, $18. And it's nice to see more aromatic whites being grown there. Here's a Pinot Gris from New Zealand that really kind of impressed me. Pinot Gris breaks either two ways in warm areas. It shows fat, oily, full body wines. Mm-hmm. And if it's a cooler area, it's going to have a structure. It'll be leaner, more like an Italian Pinot Grigio. This one, which is from the cooler Marlborough area, actually kind of splits the difference. It's more plump than fat, and so not real fat, but it does have good acidity. The aroma is pretty simple, yellow pears with a touch of vanilla, and the flavors repeat the pear but add notes of lime. There's, I think, enough fruit there to make it off-dry, so just a touch of sweetness, but it's just barely. You could sip this wine as an aperitif, but I think its true calling is as a casual, maybe a luncheon wine. I thought chicken salad and grapes, you know, that type of thing would be really delicious. Now, here's one that I really like, and it's my wine of the week. It's Three Brooms Sauvignon Blanc, single vineyard. And this was a big, intense Sauvignon Blanc with good character. It's got good pale gold color. The aroma is pure boxwood with notes of dried grass. And it is a strong nose. It has an almost dense texture to it with very deep flavors. And it's a flavor reminds me of very concentrated Meyer lemon juice. Never tasted it, but I can imagine what that's like. There are also notes of green olives and very ripe honeydew melon. But the strength of the wine leaves no doubt about its origin. This is classic New Zealand. So, Hugh, I'm impressed by the quality of these wines. This last one, the Three Brooms Sauvignon Blanc, is my wine of the week at $22. I think it's a very good value. And we're going to put all these on the website. People can check them out and also check out the podcasts that we have that are available. And remember, with the podcasts, you can listen to our show anytime you want. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.